athletics is the main centre, and that gets attention. But there are lots of small sports who see the Olympics as providing their moment in the sun. You know, that is when you're there on television, because otherwise you don't get on television. And I think there needs to be a lot more coordination between the sports as to what gets on. I mean, do we really want golf in the Olympics? Do we really want rugby in the Olympics? I think there needs to be more discussions within sport and within the Olympics beyond this question of how do you vote and which city votes and how much money you spend. I think we need a proper debate, which hasn't taken place yet.
Finally, Mihir, just explain to us a little bit more about what the general verdict of Thomas Bach is, insofar as he replaced Jack Rock very, very recently. This is him obviously trying to stamp his mark. Is there a faith in him that he'll get it done?
Well, I think Bach has waited for this for a very long time. He's a very well-known Olympian. He's been a performer like Jack Rogge. But I think this whole business of Oslo has come as a great shock to him. Suddenly, the Olympics, having cleaned itself up, was doing very well. London had a great Olympics. Suddenly to find a city like Oslo not wanting the Olympics, you know, that and actually voting against it, I think that's become a big shock. And he's trying to find his way through. He didn't anticipate this shock. And actually, his presidency will now be defined by how he reacts to this.